survey, 38% of remote workers regularly work from bed. By Lucas Nolan on July 30, 2021. According to a recent study by the home improvement marketing firm KraftJack, 38% of American teleworkers regularly work from bed. 45% of respondents also said they regularly work from the couch. Axios reports that according to a recent study by the home improvement marketing firm KraftJack, 45% of American remote workers regularly work from a couch, while 38% say they regularly work from bed and 20% often work outside. KraftJack surveyed 1,520 Americans who worked entirely or primarily from home between June 16 to 25, 2021. While some workers have been able to spend hundreds or even thousands of dollars to set up home offices and workstations, as many were forced to work remotely during the pandemic, most others have not had such a luxury. Many remote workers, especially those living in cities, have been working in shared spaces with roommates or family members and working without desks. A new sector for outfitting remote workers has appeared during the pandemic, and some tech companies like Dropbox are offering large work-from-home stipends, but most employees have to do everything themselves. The report from KraftJack states, "Next, we asked where people are actually sitting and working. Not everyone has the luxury of a dedicated home office, and even when they do, it often needs to be shared with partners and children. 71% of the people we surveyed said they are improvising with respect to their workspace. 1 in 3, 32%, said they work from a proper office, but nearly as many, 31%, say their bedroom is their office. Yikes. It doesn't stop there. 2 out of 3 remote workers, 65%, have worked from their beds during the pandemic, and 1 in 3, 35%, have worked from a closet. Some have made a habit of using these unorthodox spots. 45% work from a couch regularly, 38% work from a bed regularly, 20% work outdoors regularly, and 19% work from a closet regularly. Without question, this is a world that would be unrecognizable to most professionals even a decade ago. People have reportedly spent an average of $268 trying to improve their home workstation setups, but almost 50% still say that the pain and discomfort of working from home is enough to make them want to return to the office. Read more at Axios here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.